Morning to the story of one of the most famous art thefts in the world. The oil painting, The Adoration of the Mystic Lamb, was completed by artist Jan van Eyck in 1432. Most of the elaborate artwork remains intact, all apart from one panel, which was stolen in 1934. A 2,000-page police file exists on the missing piece of art, but so far all leads have come up short. From Belgium, Isabel Conway has this report.
What the Mona Lisa is to Paris, the Adoration of the Mystic Lamb, one of the world's most venerated and valuable paintings, is to the Flemish city of Ghent. I'm tiptoeing through a cathedral to pay homage to this massive work of art, as if by magic or a miracle it's glowing in the darkness. For over 600 years it has intrigued the world, believers and sceptics alike, because of the minute photographic, technically brilliant portrayal of an almost A to a Z of Christianity. The cast of hundreds, taken from familiar biblical scenes, are so realistic. The saints, the pilgrims, the martyrs, and even the sacrificial lamb himself could step out from the greatest masterpiece of 15th century painter Jan van Eyck. Taking up a side chapel of St. Bavo's Cathedral in Ghent, it's as heavy as a young elephant, over 14 feet wide, and the height of a large barn door. And just about everything bad that could happen to a painting has happened to this one, also known as the Ghent altarpiece, and the most stolen painting of all time, according to the Guinness Book of Records. Almost burnt in a fire, the monumental masterpiece, composed of 20 oak panels, came close to being destroyed by rioting Calvinists incensed by its portrayal of Catholic symbolism. From Philip II of Spain to Elizabeth I of England, royal houses of Europe wanted it. French revolutionaries confiscated the central panels and they were only returned after the defeat of Napoleon at Waterloo. Adam and Eve had to be put in hiding after they were accused of indecent nudity in the late 18th century. And later, a rogue cleric sold off life-sized angels as useless old junk. They ended up in Berlin, returned to Ghent at the end of World War I and the Treaty of Versailles. It had gone through the wars, but the centuries of trouble for Belgium's national treasure were still far from over. The Ghent altarpiece was seized by the Nazis who were stealing all before them. Hermann Göring ordered it for his private art collection, whilst Hitler had his eye on the central panel showing the Adoration of the Mystic Lamb. The gigantic triptych, once more prized off its hinges, was boxed up with other treasures and squirreled away deep in an Austrian salt mine. As Germany fell, the SS wired their hoard of plundered treasure with explosives to destroy them. But just in the nick of time, the altarpiece and others were spared through the bravery of the monuments men, a team of allied curators, art historians and double agents. Back home at last in St. Bavo's Cathedral, the Ghent altarpiece has undergone spectacular phases of restoration and is getting its own permanent visitor centre in October. That will be the highlight of Van Eyck year, to honour his genius. Only 20 Van Eycks are known to exist, and over half of them have been brought together from all over the world for the exhibition in the city's Fine Arts Museum. But the story doesn't end here. The Ghent altarpiece still misses one of its panels, stolen back in 1934. The theft was followed by ransom demands to the bishopric, and rumours the heist was dreamt up by a few prominent citizens who'd lost church money in a failed investment scheme. As the case was going cold, a stalwart of the Catholic community, stockbroker Arsenio Goodyearter, suffered a heart attack at a Catholic political rally. Summoning a lawyer to his deathbed, he whispered that he alone knew where the panel was, and he gave a few clues, but not the vital one, before drawing his last breath. Recently, a local historian has repeated claims that the panel is in the hands of a wealthy Ghent family with political links, but who are too ashamed and worried about losing their good name to come clean. But he's kept their identity secret. Canon Ludo Collin of St. Bavo's Cathedral shows me around. The missing panel is Ghent's Loch Ness monster mystery, he says. A 2,000-page police file of reports on the theft and scores of tip-offs have yielded nothing over the years. The canon believes the stolen panel can be anywhere or even be destroyed. People have claimed it's hidden behind the walls of the cathedral, under the paving stones in front of a shopping centre, even at the bottom of a well. Meanwhile, in Kent, they believe this unique Van Eyck year may bring closure at last. For World Report, I'm Isabel Conway in Kent, Belgium.